Autobot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and Eric Rice is out on another assignment of some sort, I guess. Michael Gain, Starman, is here.
Klaatu Brada.
What?
No idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Nicktu?
No, Army of Darkness.
You know what's funny? Yeah.
Ash is trying to get the Necronomicon.
Those were also three characters on Jabba's Sail Barge.
Yes. Yes, I know. Jedi. Very clever. Now, I'm talking about the somebody created an Evil Dead Necronomicon bikini.
It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing considering where the mouth is.
Where the evil teeth mouth.
Yeah, the evil teeth mouth.
You can guess where that is. I'm trying to see who made this. Bloodlust. Oh, Etsy. Sold by Etsy seller Bloodlust Productions. So you can go there, I guess, and get this. It's $100.
Oh.
Brazilian style.
Brazilian style. Buy that for your girlfriends.
Absolutely. If you're a girl who wants to wear that, send us some pictures or something.
Send you pictures.
Send me pictures. Send me your phone number. Send me your email. Send me your Facebook. What do people do these days?
Yeah. I don't think my wife would be too happy about that if people sent me pictures like that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Just send them to me. Because his wife doesn't care if I get them.
Nope.
You should buy that for your wife.
No. I don't think so.
All right. Well, not much. It's kind of been a weird week, I guess, huh?
If you're a snake.
Oh, God, yeah, well. Or if you want to watch weird videos of snakes. I didn't even have that listed on the show notes, really. But
You don't have it in the list? Oh, okay.
No, we can put it. It's in the list. We can talk about it.
Well, it doesn't matter now. We're talking about it.
There's I just posted a link earlier of this guy shot a video of a snake. I guess the story was he found this copperhead and didn't want it killing his dog or whatever. So his kids or anything. So he lopped its head off. And decided to shoot video of it because, sometimes when you chop the heads off of things, they still kind of move around. So, as kind of expected, the body of it's kind of wiggling around, but the tail keeps smacking the decapitated head in the face. And then the head just attacks the tail.
It's creepy. It's like the head just moves by itself and oh.
Yeah, like the head lunged at its own tail, its own disembodied tail. Weird.
It doesn't even realize it that it's attacking its own body.
Well, I mean, why would it? It can't feel it.
Well, see, that's the thing is that if it just happened, first off, snakes don't work off the same kind of system we do, where it's like.
Well, I would think that it would have to be attached to its brain.
What?
Like its nerves.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that what's going through this snake's brain,
left of it.
I don't feel my body anymore. So this must not be it.
Oh yeah. So I feel some pain. Something's wrong with me.
It looks like my body, but it's not doing what I want it to do.
This thing that keeps smacking me in the face here must be the reason that I don't have a body anymore. So I'm gonna.
I know,
it.
Really.
Oh, it's just weird. I'll put the link in the show notes because that's something you should definitely watch and then go, what the crap?
Yeah, it's creepy.
What the crap, nature? Yeah.
Nature is weird.
Nature is weird. I do have some sort of sciencey nature things. I guess we could go from there. Oh, well, not that.
What?
the hippie is doing protein synthesis video.
So here's the thing. About, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, I don't know
why this came up,
but it's these hippies from the 60s reenacting protein synthesis, and it's got like a poem that's being read by a girl and everything, and they're all like dancing around like hippies, showing like, here's the ribosome going. Well, I didn't realize this, but I guess Julian Assange posted that link or something, so now it's like really popular again. Oh, so really? I kind of feel it's like, well, I knew about this video long before Julian Assange knew about it. It's the one I would pull it out like once a year.
This is directed in 1971 by Robert Allen Weiss for the Department of Chemistry at Stanford.
Is it that late? I thought it was 68.
Imprinted with the free love aura of the period. The short film continues.
Yeah.
Showed biology so classes
if
today.
You mix protein synthesis with free love, this is what you get. It's hilarious.
It's really just like watching Hair.
I can't remember who showed it to me the first time. Almindi was, mRNA, that colored message unit array.
mRNA. We'll get censored if I play.
And they have these wacky titles on top.
Oh, it's really bad. I didn't mean to click on that, but why not? That's science, I guess. Right? Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I wonder where all these people are now.
You know, somebody's like, I was in that. My mom was in that video. You know,
that's my mom.
That's how my mom and dad met. You know, there's somebody out there. If your mom and dad met in the protein synthesis video from Stanford, send us an email.
Considering it's Stanford and that period of time, like the Summer of Love and all that, I'm surprised that people weren't just like having sex right there on the grass.
Maybe they did.
Nobody cared back then. We love, man.
Far out. Well, 1971. Well, the Summer of Love was
69.
Yeah, 67. Oh man, I thought it was 69 because it was 69.
Oh, maybe. I thought it was 67.
Oh gosh, now I have to look it up. No, I guess it is 1967. Summer of Love in Woodstock.
Yeah,
1967. All right. Well,
I was born in 67. That's why I sort of remember that.
Well, then you.
But I wasn't sure. I thought, for some reason, I thought it was 69. But okay.
That's what I was. I guess probably because of that whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. What happened in 69? Anything?
We walked on the moon.
Oh, that's right. You know, no one ever like talks about how Nixon was president when that happened. The only reason I never even thought about it until I saw it in Doctor Who, and I was like, wait, because everybody wants to think about Kennedy.
Yeah.
And with space and all that stuff.
He started that whole thing. He got everybody motivated.
But you never, I mean, you would think you would, you just never hear about like, oh yeah, Nixon put us on the moon. You don't hear about that.
No.
You never hear about that. You hear Nixon did bad
things. That's because the whole process started with Kennedy. He got the ball rolling.
No, I get that. But, I mean, come on. You know.
Yeah.
To get some... like I said, I never even thought about that. I never even put it together until Doctor Who, like last year.
See, Doctor Who teaches about it.
Because
history.
I was going, wait, what? And then I was like, wait, no, that actually does make sense. Like, huh. I never thought about that. Well, yeah. Here's some more science. There's a dentist in Canada of all the damn places.
This.
He's working with, quote-unquote, American scientists to clone John Lennon from a rotten molar the Beatles singer had extracted in the 60s.
Please don't.
Oh, come on.
No, that would just be too creepy.
Well, while they're at it, why don't they clone the other ones and get the Beatles, get the band back together?
The Eternal Beatles.
Yeah.
But then, you know what's going to wind up happening? There's going to wind up being another dentist who wants to clone a tooth of Yoko Ono.
Oh, no. No, someone... That's when you send someone back in time to get rid of that dentist, I guess. According to the press release, this is from IO9. According to the press release, warning, it autoplays a weird parody song, Love Me Tooth.
What? No.
Really?
No, you did. That didn't just happen.
Really? Where is this press release? According to the doctor says... Oh, wait, Michael Zuck bought the tooth from an auction for $31,000, now working with an unspecified lab to see if they can clone him. Says Zuck, I'm nervous and excited at the possibility that we will be able to fully sequence John Lennon's DNA very soon, I hope. With researchers working on ways to clone mammoths, the same technology certainly could make human cloning a reality.
Wow.
Why not start
There's something really immoral about that.
I'm sure that'll never happen.
Just get shut down.
Or maybe it will. I don't know. He's got a website, johnlennondna.com. Or actually, it's johnlennontooth.com. Oh, Jesus. Does.
Love me tooth. You know I love you. I'll always be Zook. So please.
Somebody had to do that.
Love me tooth.
Awesome. Wow.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you know what? Why not? They should just start cloning celebrities and see what happens. It's not like they're real people.
No, why would they do that?
You know, because you know what? They'll do that, and they won't be famous again. And then everybody will be like, "Oh, they're just."
Oh, could you imagine if you clone like John Lennon and he winds up being like,
he's like sanitation
works
worker.
At 7-Eleven.
He's nobody. He's like, I don't know. I can't play for shit.
Interesting. It's like, what if you clone John Lennon and he has trouble playing guitar? Well, or he has, like, it's that whole nature versus nurture.
Exactly, exactly.
He grows up in a completely different environment and becomes like a lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he becomes a total douchebag. Well, I don't know. He might have been a douchebag too, as it is. I don't really know. Well, in a similar vein, I guess, not really. Germany is the first European country to recognize a third gender.
Okay.
And we've kind of been talking in the back room about some of this stuff. There's a lot of just kind of about how the equality has gotten so far that no one can be even their own gender anymore. Really?
I've been hearing there's okay.
Well, not to get into all of it, but just, you know. You can think about it.
No. It's just I've seen some arguments now. It's like, well, what defines you?
Oh yeah.
And it's just getting to the point now where there are people out there that just want to create just this massive ambiguity.
Yeah.
And undefine people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. That's a good way to put it. I'm not talking about like jobs. Like everybody, if you're doing a job, everybody should get paid the same amount, whether you're a man or a woman, whatever. Like that's one thing. But I'm sorry, there's going to be differences between the genders. That's just the way it is.
See, that's just it. Is that, like, I guess maybe because I'm older. I don't know. It's like
after I know. Not to turn this into the Rush Limbaugh show, but
no. I'm not turning into the Rush Limbaugh show. But it's just after a while, it's just like anything else. You just go, you know what? This is just ridiculous.
Well, just, I think it's yeah. This and there was something else. Oh, what was it? Oh, maybe it was just thinking about like some of the video game things that we've talked about with. Gender roles in video games and things like that.
Well, that's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different thing. But part of what I don't know. This is always such a like tread lightly kind of situation. But
I don't know if I would call it tread lightly. But I don't know. What were you going to say?
I was just thinking about like even like go back to the 60s when people had other things to worry about, and this wasn't a concern so much.
This wasn't one of them.
This wasn't one of them. Exactly. Like there was like actual problems, and I mean, there's still actual problems. There's plenty of problems today.
Yeah,
I just feel like sometimes people feel this need to create problems because they don't have anything else to do.
That's actually a good point. It's like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like again, you know, problem, again, total.
I don't want to say anything because the rabbit hole would go down so deep.
It'll fall out from under your feet.
I've been reading a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to go down there. I'm not going to say anything. But I've been reading a lot of stuff lately where I just go, where do people come up with this?
Yeah,
we're just look. I realize that there are. I'm not talking about like your DNA says this. Your DNA says that. I realize that there is in fact. Little ambiguity somewhere in some people. I get that. But if you're 100% one thing and you're 100% or you're 100% the other thing, why all of a sudden now are people defining themselves not based on their DNA, but who they are? And I'm going, well, then where is this going? it's like, I can see like in 50 years, people just like make up their own sex.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like, I'm all for, like, you can define yourself on who you are and whatever. And even with, like, you know, I don't know. It's like I had a conversation with somebody who was, I don't know. She was gay for a while and then decided not to be anymore. I don't really know.
Well, you see, I always wondered about that because when I was growing up, talking about being gay or something was a little taboo in the 70s. It was like, nah. I was a kid, but you know.
Yeah.
Point is, as awareness of it became more important as I got into like my late teens, early 20s, the question was whether or not it was somebody's choice or whether or not they were born with it.
Right.
So people were saying it's a choice, it's a choice, it's a choice. Now all of a sudden, if you say that it's somebody's choice to be gay or not, that they just completely eviscerate you.
I think it could probably be either.
So that's what I say. It's like, well, why can't it be either?
I think
why
there are some people that just want to have sex with everything. That's fine. I mean, I guess if that's what they're doing.
But again, it's like everybody needs a family.
But there are people. Well, this is what I was getting at. Was like I told the girl asked me. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like I didn't. I was at a party. We didn't really know each other. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like she's like, are you straight? I'm like. So far, I'm like, I guess. I'm like, I've had no attraction to do anything else. I'm like, honestly, the whole thing bores me. This whole conversation bores me to death because people should just go do whatever they want. There shouldn't even be any ordeal made about any of it in the first place. There shouldn't be, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, finally everybody can get married to whoever they want to, as it should have been in the first place. The fact that there was ever any conversation about it is stupid to me. And it's just like, I'm tired.
But people get offended. People get offended at like the dumbest stuff now.
Well, there's that. That's a whole other thing too.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I guess what my point is like,
I'm digging around the rabbit
hole. I'm just saying like, it's nobody's business what you want to do if you're, you know, I never understood why. And this became even more clear to me after I got divorced and you had to like pay to get divorced. I'm like, why is the government involved in this at all? You know, why do I have to pay the government to be married? Why do I have to pay the government to get divorced? Why can't I just, I mean, if anything, I should be able to call up my religious leader and say, hey, can you just, you know, whatever, undo this or whatever.
Because I think there are some legal documents, like ownership of the house and things like that. That has nothing.
Right, because somewhere along the line, the government got involved in all this stuff and really.
Well, property and ownership and.
Yeah, I mean. Because, like I said, which probably goes back to something ridiculous way back, and like, yeah, where you know, let somebody with an agenda figure out that it was probably dowry or something. You know what I mean?
Well, all I can say is that I think in 100 years or less, maybe even 50, everything's going to be so ambiguous that people are going to wind up losing their identity.
Yeah,
and I'm a little afraid about that. Like, I don't care what you are or what you believe. That's just it. I don't care.
I don't care either.
But don't be offended if you're asked about it. And don't tell somebody that they're supposed to be a certain thing.
Or don't be offended if you're asked about it because you're making a big deal about it.
Well see, that's the other thing is that you've got...
Because I don't care. If you're just like, if I'm just talking to you and whatever, like, I don't care what your deal is. If you're if your like whole thing is like marching around, shoving it in everybody's face, then I'll be like, well, all right, what's your deal?
Well, no, here's a perfect example. You said that some girl asked if you were straight.
Right.
30 years ago, nobody would have thought about going up to a guy and asking him that.
I guess nobody. That's true.
Right. So what I'm saying is if we're going in that direction 30 years from now, is there just going to be an assumption that everybody bangs everyone?
Or maybe it's not going to be worth having the conversation.
No, I don't know. I'm looking at the bigger picture.
I guess maybe, or maybe no one will be able to bang anyone.
Well,
because none of us will have genitalia anymore. It'll just be the smooth Ken doll patch.
I just worry about the family unit.
You'll be able to pick. Well, here's what it says. If you're in Germany, you're pretty much being able to pick what you want or not.
So we didn't answer the question, which was, what is the third gender?
So the third gender, starting November, German parents will be able to select male, female, or indeterminate when filling out their newborn's birth certificate. This means that parents won't have to label their baby's gender.
Well, I guess maybe there's like that small chance. That
thereby allowing those born with intersex characteristics to make a decision later in life or not.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
In fact, that sort of makes sense.
But when will it come to the point where you can determine what your child's sex is?
But you see,
is,
that's
like,
what I was saying before, is that there's some biological issues. It's not definitive, and that, I mean, yeah, it's fine. You know, recognizing that. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah,
that's fine.
I think that's
a good... That's kind of a... Yeah, that's something completely kind of different, I guess.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Moving on.
Yeah, no, I was trying to read the rest of this.
We danced around the rabbit hole.
Sweden has recently introduced a new gender-neutral pronoun, hen.
That's not gender neutral, because hen...
Yeah, but you know what it means in Swedish.
Well, what does it mean in Swedish?
I don't know. Let's call our Swedish interpreter and find out.
Well, get her on the phone.
Our Swedish resident. she probably doesn't know.
Oh, because in all right, in Swedish, I guess.
In Sweden.
Well, you see, people always worried in this country. It's like, well, what do you say? And I always used to use the word they. Because it's vague and ambiguous, right?
Right. In this report or whatever, it says a good number of forward-looking Swedes have determined that government and society should no longer recognize any legal distinctions between the sexes. To that end, they have officially introduced the new gender-neutral pronoun hen to the vernacular. To make it all more official, they added it to the country's national encyclopedia and defined it as proposed gender-neutral person pronoun instead of he, which is han in Swedish, and she, yeah, which is han in Swedish. So
now there's hen. Right. See, again, we're going for this ambiguity.
Well, I think in this case it makes sense, because if it's like someone with both parts or whatever. That kind of,
you know, I'm wondering if there's ever going to be a point where I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, we can move on.
Just no, that's a rabbit hole to hell. If
I don't know how we get out of this now.
Okay, here's how we get it. Do we have RoboCop news?
No.
Damn it. Do we have Ghostbusters news?
I didn't look. We have some Star Trek news.
I know. There may be a Worf Star Trek show.
Yeah, what do you think about this? You do a Star Trek show.
You know, at first I was like, oh, this isn't going to work, because it just seems like fan service. But maybe it can work. It seems like the more I hear about it, the more I think it'll be okay. I'm just worried about it. The one thing I always worry about with the new Star Trek show, it seems like the further we get from TOS and early TNG, the worse it seems to get. And I just want Star Trek to get back on track. And I don't know if this is a way to do it. Unless they do it in such a way where it's like a transitional show or something like that, then maybe that'll be fine. But I get a little worried about the future of Star Trek. Because it could go in a good direction, but nobody's taking the reins on it.
Actor Michael Dorn, who played Worf, tells the HuffPo, there was actual interest in a Captain Worf show last year, although it was put on hold because of the Star Trek Into Darkness. But apparently there's discussions happening, including between Brian Fuller, Brian Singer, and talking to J.J. Abrams, filmed people, blah, blah, blah. It could be interesting, I guess. I mean, if they make it all about Worf, if they make it about like another crew, and like, you know, I mean, look, they just look at the Next Generation. It was all people that were new, all new characters, and they made it like in the, you know, it had the Star Trek feel to it, so it worked. I mean, and it might work because Worf wasn't such a huge character. You know, he wasn't like overpowering character that it might be okay.
True.
I think if they took like Data, it might be too much. If they took like even, I don't know.
Well, Data's dead.
Oh, did he die?
Yeah, he died in...
Spoilers!
Spoilers.
Yeah, but he's an android, so I mean, like, they can't bring him back. My point is he was kind of a bit of a bigger character, I think, on that show, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, he's not really dead. He's kind of dead. He was that dumped into different data.
Doesn't matter.
I don't. It,
that's not my point.
I know what your point is.
Yeah.
I just we just don't need those people going in that episode. Oh no.
Oh no. Don't worry.
Correct this.
There's not going to be any of that on this show.
You know what it is.
Nobody, it's like nobody comments.
After 12 o'clock, the Star Trek side of my brain just shuts down.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I mean, that's all. Star Wars. We had to hop over to Star Wars news then.
Okay.
The
I think we talked about this. This is the new comic book that's coming out on September 4th.
Yeah.
So this is a comic book that's based off of George Lucas's early script
for Star Wars.
For Star Wars,
which interestingly has is it the Luke Skywalker character that looks exactly like George Lucas?
No, it's Luke Starkiller.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's very different.
Oh, okay.
Very, very different.
Anyway, there's a hero that looks exactly like George Lucas.
Yeah, it's going to be very different, and I'm looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, it looks good. It's who's doing it?
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse. Well, they do good stuff. It should be all right. Yeah. So there's the reason we brought it up is because there's a bunch of preview images now that have been posted. We'll put a link for that. It looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Looks. Have you read this script or
anything? No, I have it, but I've never read it. I never sat down and read it.
I wonder how close it is to that. I mean, I would imagine if it's already been written, all you have to do is, you know, do it.
Yeah,
the hard part's done. Sort of, kind of. All right. Well, that looks good. Star Wars. We don't have a lot of movie news either. Not a lot.
No.
Then we can talk about some tech, I guess. Facebook rolled out embedded posts for the two people out there still using blogs and not Facebook. So if you want to embed your Facebook posts onto your blog, you can do that now. Because what?
It's like, who's doing that?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember ever hearing somebody saying, "Well, I got this pressing need to do that."
Look, when I worked at NBC, sometimes it would be helpful to embed a post into a news article online. If somebody said something, you just throw it up there, and then it would be there. Like we did that with Twitter when Twitter started allowing embeds. I mean, it just makes it look a little better. You still do copy and paste, just fine. But if you want to give them a credit or have people go to their page or whatever and see that it's actually, legitimately, that's what they said, then there you go. But otherwise, I don't know. I saw Mark Zuckerberg on CNN this morning talking about he's apparently taking on the immigration issue now for some reason.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Because we need there are
thousands and thousands of undocumented people that could be using Facebook whose information we could be getting. That's not documented. So, I don't know. He didn't say that, but it just seemed... He's just such a robot. I don't know. I just don't know. Well, all right. Speaking of San Francisco, this did happen this week, too.
This is hilarious.
This guy, Peter I don't know how to say his name. I never heard of him. He runs Celery, some startup named Celery. I don't even know what that is. Trycelery.com is what it is. It says they're accepting pre-orders for whatever it is. I don't know. Celery is the easiest way to accept credit cards now and charge when you're ready. So it's like Square?
I know. We have Square. Why do we need another one?
I don't know.
I mean, not to say that nobody should do anything just because there's one out there, but...
But they probably shouldn't do the same.
Late, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you got to do something amazingly different than Square.
PayPal's got one. What's Google Wallet kind of does the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never used it, but I don't know. I've never used Square either. I mean, I've used Square by paying for things, but I've never, done. Anyway, so this guy who runs a startup in San Francisco, allegedly making millions of dollars from this, this guy making millions of dollars hates the city he lives in or whatever. So he posted a blog post, 10 Things I Hate About You, the San Francisco edition. And it's been altered. I think he edited it a bit. But mm-hmm. the original post had the UptownAlmanac.com or UptownAlmanac.com has a screenshot of the original one. And it's 10 things that are kind of like, I would think people that live there would agree these are bad things.
Mm-hmm.
He's not saying I hate San Francisco because of these things. He's just saying here's 10 things I don't like about San Francisco. But
that's the people read it.
Everybody in San Francisco lost their shit. They posted like flyers on the trees and telephone poles, like calling this guy an asshole and telling him to like, leave town and all this stuff. All this backlash. I mean, it's like,
no.
I mean, here are the things he's complaining about. Public transportation. Yeah, okay, look, transportation there is okay, but it ain't great. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been on the bus, and it's pretty, it can be really awful. I mean, there's a website called Muni Diaries or something up there where they were actually keeping track of how many reports of homeless people jerking off in front of people on the bus there were. Like, there was enough that they had to, like, they could start a list. Like stuff like that. I mean, I've been on the bus, there's like shit, like literal human feces and urine in the bus. That's, right? That's not good, right? Like, San Francisco, you can admit that that's bad? That's not a good thing?
New York subway isn't even that bad.
No, I know, I've been on it. Parking, nightmare. He doesn't like parking. It is a nightmare. Ask anybody.
Yeah.
Ask anybody that lives there, they'll complain about parking. But of course, you know, now they think that this is, he's attacking the city because he said the parking sucks. It does suck. You have to pay $100 to have the privilege of getting a parking ticket, potentially.
That's the mob mentality on the internet now, especially in San Francisco.
He didn't like the weather. I don't know. I didn't mind the weather, but I could see where someone might not. It's kind of chilly all the time, except for a couple mm-hmm. weeks in October. Startup guys. I don't like startup guys either. I mean, he said, I've got some advice for you. It's cool that you have a very fulfilling job and you love what you do. Really, bro, I mean it. But please try to talk about something other than what's on TechCrunch when I'm in a social situation. And this is true. I got tired of going to tech parties because that's all it was. I mean, I didn't do tech stuff there. So, you know, I'd be standing there with a few people and they'd be like, so what do you do? And I'd be like, I work in news. And they would go, oh. And wait for me to go, well, what do you do? So they could pitch me their startup. Because everybody has got a startup the way everybody had a blog and like, 1999 is he's right. I don't know. This one, the 49ers, he's not talking about the football team. They're great. I'm referring to girls who are obviously fours and behave like they're nines. Now, this is where I disagree because this is kind of everyone there, not just the girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was probably he caught some shit for that. But come on. I mean, that's, you know, they're whatever. Homeless people. There's a lot of homeless people there. I mean, I'd see homeless. He left out all of the hookers, too. There's a lot of that. Crime is pretty bad there as well. He didn't like the crime. Nightlife, I can't really talk too much about that. I didn't do a lot of clubbing or anything, but he didn't. I don't know. He's complaining about that. Cost of living.
Yeah.
Pretty well known. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And then bicyclists, he didn't like because they were kind of elitists, which is kind of true. I mean, I the only thing I have to say is, why did he stop at 10? Look, I mean, I met a lot of great people there, and I'm glad that I'm friends with them, and I'm glad I live there so I could meet them. But, I mean, I can't disagree with a lot of the things he's talking about, and I don't think that most of the people there would disagree. I don't.
Well,
I think it just got blown up and made it sound like he was hating on the entire city and everyone in it, which is too bad because, you know, obviously, every place has some good people. Even in mm-hmm. Memphis, that I hated living in, I met some good people. So, I don't know. San Francisco was all right, but it's not. I don't really miss it. I'll say that. I know a lot of people love it. That's cool. Did I cover my ass enough there?
Yes, I think you did.
Fair enough. Whatever. Oh, I think this is the last thing. Do we have anything else? Dwarf cloning. The only other thing I had. Oh, what was this Ars Technica thing? I don't know.
I don't remember.
The only other thing I had was the a third of Louisiana Republicans blame Obama for Hurricane Katrina. What?
I mean, like literally, not like the aftermath, but the actual.
yeah. For the Hurricane Katrina response. Yeah. A large number of Louisiana Republicans think, this came from the HuffPo, think that President Barack Obama is to blame for federal government's poor response to Katrina, according to a new public policy.
Oh, the response. Oh, I thought, when you said it, I thought it was about the hurricane itself.
Oh, no, not the actual hurricane. No, which is probably just, I don't know if that might make more sense. I don't know. That's pretty scary. This is where we live, America. People that are in your neighborhood. I mean, come on. You didn't hear Kanye West saying Barack Obama doesn't care about black people, did you? No. Oh, boy. What?
I completely forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't really see much else. Here. Kind of a short show, I guess. That's okay. You want to talk about your other shows real quick, I guess?
No. Yeah, I do. World Warcast I do with Eric, who is not here. The Infinite Loop Show, which is about Max. The Hooniverse, which is about Doctor Who. And This Week in Trek, which is about, let me guess, Star Trek.
The Worf Show.
Yeah, you can find that all on the d20network.com.
I'm going to start a podcast called The Worf Show.
Sure.
It's going to be about the Fisherman's Wharf, though. Right. Another thing I hate about San Francisco. It's filthy there. And it smells. And the Fisherman's Wharf, you ever been there?
Long time ago, yes.
I was there with our friend Kazo, and a pigeon like landed on our table while we were eating and just like started eating off our plates. We're like, what the hell?
So you can add that to the list.
That's what I'm saying. One more thing on the Wharf Show. All right. Send your hate mail to Michael Gaines at...
I'm at StarMike on Twitter.
There you go. I'm Langley on Twitter. And we will see you next week.
Bye. Later.
Love me too. Whoa, love me.